In the harrowing days surrounding Hurricane Katrina, the response in many churches was immediate and intense. Donations and volunteers poured in as sanctuaries were transformed into temporary shelters. Now, after a month, the definition of temporary is an open question. This week, FEMA said it will reimburse some of those churches for money spent on relief programs. Parkway Baptist Church in Natchez, Mississippi, opened the day before Katrina hit. More than 700 evacuees have come through. Last night, 150 people were still there. Associate Pastor Jason Cole says his church has received plenty of donations and has no plans to take federal money. And he says the church will let people stay as long as they need to, though no one knows exactly what that means.
When we first started saying that, we thought we were talking about, you know, a couple of weeks. But now that we're up to week five, we're not really sure. I know our goal is to get people out of here, not because we don't want to continue to help them and minister to them, but because this is just not it's not healthy to live in a shelter for long term. I heard today that President Bush said he was hoping to have people out of shelters by the middle of October or the end of October, but we have not heard or been told anything. We really don't have any idea what long-term is, really.
I know that you say this has given your church a chance to minister. Has it put a strain on your church and on individuals in your church?
I wouldn't say strain. We do have a few people who have said things such as, you know, well, I wonder when things are going to get back to normal, whatever normal may be. We keep telling them that, you know, what was normal prior to these hurricanes will never be the same. This has been a devastating event in everyone's life. And so we've said even several times during our worship services that we've had since then that we don't want to go back to being normal, because we have seen people's hearts broken. People have stepped up to be involved in ministering to people. We have seen a lot less selfish self-centeredness and a lot more sacrifice and a lot more servanthood. And it has really affected and changed our people's heart. And we just think that God's doing something within our congregation that we're just blessed to be a part of.
How has this changed normal operations at the church? I imagine that Parkway Baptist is usually pretty quiet in the middle of the week.
Very quiet compared to this. We have scaled back some areas of ministry or postponed start of various ministries. Our children's ministry has been postponed. Our Wednesday night supper meals ministry has been postponed. Our Bible studies on Sunday mornings have been just redesigned so that instead of small groups, we're not meeting in large groups for right now. But as we're able to, we try to bring as much normalcy back to those different ministries as we're able to.
Most of the time when we see shelters, it's usually through news reports, unless you've had personal experience, and it's usually during daylight hours. But if you're in a shelter at night, that's an altogether different experience. When you've been there at night and walked through the building, what goes through your mind as you think about the future and your responsibilities in coming weeks?
As I walk through the shelter, and as I just sometimes will go and just sit in at the doorway and just listen to mothers singing with to their babies and people snoring and just people talking together as a family quietly, and I just sit there and listen and reflect on them. I just am often overwhelmed at what all they've been through and how blessed we are. And as I sit and watch my children sleep at home, it's just almost that same feeling that I have as a parent with some of the folks here. We've grown very close to them. We've just loved them as if they were our own families. We're sorry that we have to be ministering to them in this situation, because we wish we weren't there, they weren't here. But we're also thankful that God has given us the ability and the means to be able to help them and minister to them right now where they are.
Pastor Cole, thanks for talking to us. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Jason Cole is the associate pastor for the Parkway Baptist Church in Natchez, Mississippi.